Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee's film festivals cover a lot of cinematic ground, from the full slate of films of all genres at the Milwaukee Film Festival to Milwaukee Shorts to the very specific Festival of Films in French run by the French department at UWM. There seems to be a festival for every film taste during a calendar year.
Starting tonight, the second annual Cine Latino Hispanic Film Festival gets underway. The kickoff event is at the Bistroplex at Southridge, and the remainder of the festival takes place at the South Shore Cinema in Oak Creek.
And South Shore is where you can also see a large mural painted by one of my next guests, the nationally acclaimed mural artist Mauricio Ramirez. He and Nancy Hernandez join me in the studio now to talk more about the art and the festival.
So this is the second year of Cine Latino. Last year, its inaugural year went very, very well. Lots of families, lots of date nights coming out to see these films in a variety of different formats. So sometimes it was, you know, Spanish films with English subtitles, sometimes all Spanish, sometimes English with Spanish subtitles. But it really let folks across generations and different language abilities embrace movies in a different way.
Do you think there's a moment in American culture in general where various subcultures within the general American culture are finding a place for their culture? It seems like there's black film festivals and there's Latin festivals, gay lesbian festivals, all kinds of different things where people are allowed to celebrate their culture but also offer it to the greater culture at large.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, Bonnie. I mean, this is a festival not just for Hispanics. And that's certainly not what we saw in the first year and not what we're expecting to see in the second year. You know, you've got things like Black Panther, which not just drew a huge African-American audience, but audiences all across the board that were interested in action films, that loved the Marvel series and what they were doing and wanted to see this and embraced it. You saw it like things with Hidden Figures. And certainly some of the films that are part of this lineup fit that genre as well. And we want to see more folks, regardless of culture and background, to come out and enjoy these films, really for their artistic value, for the fact that everybody loves a good belly laugh, for the fact that everybody wants to have that emotional touch point with what's going on the screen. And, you know, it's an entertainment value regardless of what culture you come from.
Right. And it also gives you an opportunity, if you're not of a Hispanic culture, where you can actually experience it in a way that you might not otherwise. Someone like me coming down to it, I speak a little Spanish, but I certainly didn't grow up in any Hispanic culture in this country. So for me, it's a way to come down and say, oh, that's what's happening here. And both the universal and the specific.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I was sharing with a group of friends of mine. I'm like, listen, if you took high school Spanish, right, which I think probably 40 to 50% of America might have, come out and see these movies, because this is also a way for you to brush up what's going on, not just have a really good entertainment experience, but follow along in a different way and refresh some of those skills that you have.
Mauricio, you have a very special role in this particular festival this year in that you designed the poster for it. And I have it in front of me. And of course, we're on radio, so it's very hard to describe it. But is that an abstract of Frida Kahlo?
Yeah, for sure. It's my own interpretation of it. So, you know, as a Latino artist, you know, I think in the past, you know, we've all been basically trying to, you know, recreate images that, you know, fairly resemble exactly what it's supposed to. And so I wanted to update, you know, some of the painting styles that people kind of walk past every day and stuff. And I wanted to update it and make it give it a little bit more contemporary approach and stuff. So, you know, in terms of the poster art, I wanted something to be a little bit different and just have a little bit cooler design palette and stuff and be a little bit more captivating with the geometric shapes.
The colors are fabulous. It's rich with oranges and purples and grays and some reds in there. And it kind of harkens to the folk art that I think most of us here think of, particularly Mexican art, as being just bright and colorful and folk art and sort of self-taught. But, you know, this actually takes it so much beyond that.
For sure. As an artist today, we're given access to tools that they're able to help us develop, you know, new styles and stuff. So, you know, contemporary paintings today, you know, consist of like tape, spray paint, and like stuff like that. And so I just kind of wanted to see what a painting like that would look like in 2018. And I was very honored to contribute that type of work to the Cine Latino Film Festival.
Were you painting in New Mexico?
I was. Specifically Albuquerque.
Talk about a color palette.
Yeah, I mean, for real. I mean, when you really do talk about color palettes, I'd honestly say that, you know, weather dictates a lot of stuff that I end up painting and stuff. So
how did you two connect? How did you connect to the Cine Latino Festival to actually get to do this poster?
Well, I was aware of Mauricio certainly from some of the work that he has done, even here in Milwaukee. You know, he's got a very strong presence nationally. He's very well followed on social media. I'm one of the followers.
Oh, thanks, Nancy.
But he also did a fantastic Selena mural, which also got national recognition right here in Milwaukee South Side. The city of Milwaukee also worked with him to develop some of the artwork along Wisconsin Avenue on the
utility boxes.
Yeah, the utility boxes.
Oh,
so if you've seen those are fantastic. I didn't realize that was yours.
Those are great.
So he's made his mark certainly here in Milwaukee and nationally. And when we were looking at who's going to best depict this year's festival poster, he was top on our list.
Do you want to stay here? Or do you have other places you want to go and practice your art?
No. Right now I'm traveling for work. Currently on tour with Miller Coors and working with some of the projects with them and stuff around the country and stuff. So, you know, the next couple of months I'm going to be traveling between Chicago, Milwaukee, Austin, Dallas and stuff. So I think being a mural artist, you know, you kind of subtract the indoor studio and your studio becomes the outdoors. And that's basically where I found myself today and stuff. So I definitely do like Milwaukee. I think it has an enormous potential to really be an art destination just because of some of the industrial corridors that are kind of vacant and kind of provide, you know, canvases for mural art and stuff. I think it's a huge opportunity.
I love the idea of modern murals, because that was something that was done in Europe for centuries. It was a big deal, and it was as important as canvas painting. And now it seems to, you know, maybe be finding its new home, you know, or a new appreciation maybe is the better way to put it.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot of good to take away from public art just because of the sheer impact that it has when people walk past it or drive past it. You know, the Selena mural that I did, I knew exactly what I was doing when I was placing it there. So it ended up becoming a very impactful piece for the community as well as, you know, the country and stuff. So I think that's the strongest attribute that mural work has, is that the ability to impact a bunch of people, you know, during a concentrated time and stuff.
Right. And you could just walk up on it.
For sure.
You don't
have
to go someplace special. You're walking to work and you see it.
Yeah. Galleries are pretty stuffy nowadays. You know, it's very limiting. You know, they're kind of putting you in this white box and stuff. And, you know, I've really found it really sad that how exclusive, you know, gallery work is and stuff. And for me as an artist, you know, I try to make art accessible to everyone and stuff. And I think the Selena piece was a perfect example of how it really communicated with people all across Milwaukee as well as the country.
Well, I think it's also great that you're combining forces here, too, because you've got this wonderful festival of films that introduces the wider community to maybe something they haven't seen before or thought about before. And same thing with the art. And you've kind of put two different disciplines together in an interesting way.
And they're taking that one step further by this poster isn't going to just live on paper or digitally. You know, as Mauricio talked about, it's going to be part of the community and talk about, you know, the commitment and to Cine Latino and to all of the markets that Marcus Theater has, but certainly create that surprise element and that accessibility element that you find, because this mural or this poster is going to live on the exterior of the South Shore Theater, which is, I think, a super exciting part for the community.
When are you painting that?
So I started the painting process of the mural at South Shore Saturday morning, and today's my third day working on it. I spent a couple of hours this morning before the radio station to get some a couple of colors down on the wall, but I should be looking to wrap up the mural this weekend. So anybody could check it out and stuff if they're interested.
And they can come by and see you working on it. Oh, that's cool.
Absolutely.
That's very cool.
Live painting.
Mauricio and Nancy, I want to thank you both so much for coming in. Good luck with the cold weather on finishing your painting outside, Mauricio. But it has been such a pleasure to have you both in the studio.
Likewise. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Nancy Hernandez helps organize the Cine Latino Hispanic Film Festival, and mural artist Mauricio Ramirez has created the poster and the permanent mural on the wall of the South Shore Cinema in Oak Creek.
The festival kicks off tonight at the Bistroplex at Southridge and then moves to the South Shore Cinema Thursday through Sunday. There's more information at WUWM.com.